COVID-19 is responsible for at least 3 million excess deaths in 2020. As of 31st of December 2020, COVID-19 had infected over 82 million people and killed more than 1.8 million worldwide. The coronavirus pandemic has reached almost every country in the world. Its spread has left national economies and businesses counting the costs as governments struggle with new lockdown measures to tackle the spread of the virus. Despite the development of the new vaccines, many are still wondering what recovery could look like. Hi everybody and welcome to the Rainbow Channel. My name is Tony Polines and I'm your host. Today it's just me again and I'm going to discuss with you or I'm going to talk about my journey in this pandemic. The first time that I encountered pandemic was February of 2020. I was going to Singapore to attend a wedding, and during that time, meron ng coronavirus in Singapore. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, there were 100 people infected already. And pagdating ko palang sa airport, sa immigration, temperatures were being checked. And the same goes to the hotel when we checked in. Meron ring check ng temperature. And it's very palpable because a lot of people are wearing face masks already. And not a lot of people are in the streets, especially the public transport. And the public transport was sort of like prepared already for the social distancing because most of the trains have been marked already. And I have no idea what to basically to react because it's my first time to be in a situation like this. And we basically just continued everything that we need to do with the wedding. And I was kind of lucky because I was there only for a very short time. We were planning to go to Malaysia at one point, but we ended up not doing it because of the uncertainty of the situation. So I continued my journey to New Zealand, which is zero cases during that time. And I was finishing my annual leave and I was called by my manager. I had a message from my manager asking me to come back, or what was my plan, how long I will still be on holiday, because there is an impending lockdown that's going to happen in London, because Italy at that time, it was getting crazy and crazy and crazier sa Italy. Kasi dami-dami ng kaso. In fact, Italy was the epicenter of the coronavirus in 2020 during the first surge or first wave of the pandemic. So I ended up going back to the UK, and a week after I arrived, the lockdown happened in March, and that was just it. It was crazy. Sobrang crazy yung lockdown sa London during that time. London is a very busy and fast-pacing life. There's a lot of people in the street. There's a lot of people who travel every day, and suddenly you experience walking on your own, walang tao, and your the public transport still working at that time, and yung public transport nakatakot. It's just so weird because the train platform was empty, the roads were empty, the trains are empty, and wala talagang tao, and it's just the weirdest experience ever. And we don't know exactly what was happening or what was going on. And then a couple of months during the pandemic, and then there's a lot of reported cases, there's a lot of reported deaths. Even the healthcare professionals were dying, who were supposed to be looking after patients, and they themselves were dying. And people don't know exactly what was going on, how to treat coronavirus, hence all the death. And it was so sad. If there's only one thing during that time na parang iisipin mo is everything, or everything in, I mean, it affects the entire world. So all of you are sort of like playing the same game. And walang mayaman, walang mahirap, and everyone was suffering during that time. It was crazy. The most difficult part was hearing news about your colleagues, not particularly your immediate colleagues, but your colleagues in the healthcare profession, na namamatay. There was one Filipino who died in his own room, alone, and that was really sad, and it hit home. In fact, during the first lockdown, it affected me mentally. There was this loneliness that was creeping every evening. Nang hirap-hirap niyang i-manage. Kasi parang feeling ko, if this is war, I just wanted to go back to my parents and be with them. To be with my family, because I live on my own. And, well, not technically I live on my own. I have flatmates. But then again, even if you have flatmates, you still feel that you're on your own. Because at the end of the night, ikaw lang yung mag-iisip, ikaw lang yung makakaramdam ng lamig, ikaw lang yung makakaramdam ng dilem. And it was just really sad. It's just really, really sad. I ended up seeking a professional help. And at one point, I kind of realized na lang na, oh my God, I'm a nurse. And this is what I signed up for. This is my profession, this is my vocation. And I made an oath to uphold the lives of my patients and be there for them. So nabago yung perspective ko. And sa work, we were lucky kasi we were in a private hospital, so hindi masyadong maraming pasyente. And at that time, 2019, I signed up for a new role at work, and it was a year contract, but obviously that contract has to be, parang ang nangyari kasi during COVID, na-dissolve yung post ko, because my post was supposed to create projects, clinical projects for the hospital, but because the uncertainty of the situation and all that, all projects has to be stopped or has to be shelved, and I ended up not doing anything. In fact, there are times na papasok ako, I'll ask people, can I do half of your work today? Para lang may gawin. Because otherwise, I was really doing nothing. Because there were no patients. There was no project. Nothing. And then, nagkaroon ng contract yung hospital ko with the National Health Services. Kasi yung mga cancer patients, hindi pwedeng stop yung mga treatment nila. Like surgery and all. So, we became one of the hospital for the cancer hub. There are 8 government hospitals inside the hub. And there are, I'm not even sure how many hospitals were. I think there were only 2 or 3 hospitals, referring hospitals during that time. So I ended up being the project manager for that contract, and they're going to use my service for the pre-assessment clinic or pre-admission clinic. So dun dadaan yung mga patients, and I'll be the one to basically ensure that their admissions are okay, all the paperworks are filed properly or submitted properly, or their test results are on time. It was very, very difficult. It was very stressful. For the first 2 weeks was really kind of hell, and it's something that I couldn't understand because they work differently, and until little by little, you know, na-arrange na namin yung mga how it should be running and the proper way to run it, and all. But it was still very, very stressful. We managed to operate almost 1,000 patients, I believe. until September. I think it started in April and the contract lasted for September. It was very difficult, and I don't know how many algorithms, how many policies I have to write and then scrap, rewrite, scrap, because the policies kept on changing. The government just kept changing the policies for COVID-19. I can understand because it's a trial and error of sorts. Kasi hindi namin alam kung paano ba talaga yung disease process nito, how things are going to run and all, until I have to create one service after the other. Until by September, October, parang almost back to normal na kasi medyo bumaba na yung case and it was summer and naging parang semi back to normal kami. Ang dami na ng tao sa kalye and all, but there's still a lot of people who are working from home. And then there were nurses or there were staff nurses who were considered vulnerable. And the entire lockdown, they were at home. And now they have to go back and return to work and they don't have anywhere to go because hindi na sila pwede mag patient facing and because of their vulnerability. And it so happened that I need to create another service sa hospital. So they became my staff. And at the same time, we won an award for all the works that we did. And it was really crazy. It was really crazy, especially the story of the PPE. And I know a lot of people couldn't understand why PPE, the scarcity of the PPE. Because you know, yung personal protective equipment na yan, na sinasabi na PPE. Yung mga hazmats na gano'n, I don't know whether it's how you pronounce it. But anyway, hindi naman kasi yan talaga on a daily basis ginagamit sa hospitals. It is there, merong na certain amount of number na PPE in case needed. Pero yung production niya is not something that you need to, na kailangan mong nanandyan lagi sa hospital mo in hundreds and thousands or not millions eh, kung tutuusin yung number. Hindi naman ganun kasi nga, hindi naman siya madalas ginagamit. But anyway, suddenly, we have to use this PPE. And I've tried different materials of PPE. Oh my goodness me. At one point, merong, I remember sa London, I think it was September, meron kaming, yung pinakamainit, meron kaming heat wave. And then you have to wear this PPE. Tapos, ang hirap-hirap mag-test ng, and then we have to carry out COVID testing all the time. Kasi every patient needs to have a negative COVID results prior to their surgery or prior to their admission. So kami yon, mga staff ko at saka ako yung mga nag-carry out ng tests. And it was crazy. It was really crazy. It was tiring and all. But you know, as they say, work is work. You just have to get on with it, ika nga. And not I mean, kahit mag-complain ka ng pagod and all, wala ka namang magagawa kasi that is your work. But I take offense on people who criticize health professionals or healthcare personnel na nakikita na nakaupo, na nagre-rest and all, or nagre-reklamo na napapagod and all. People were criticizing na trabaho niya yan eh and all. Yeah, it is our work. But that doesn't mean hindi na kami magrereklamo na pagod na kami because of a lot of things. First and foremost, there's a lot of hindi naman kasi normal yung dami ng tao na may sakit, dami ng tao na namamatay. Hindi kasi yan normal. And we know how to work hard, but this is a different way of working hard, okay? So, nung una, hindi yan naiintindihan ng mga ibang tao. But eventually, I know there's a lot of people who are still supporting the healthcare professionals, and we are very thankful for those people who kept praying for us. Medyo nahihiya nga ako pag sinasabi na, ang tawag doon, frontliner and all. Kasi yung idea ng frontliner are the people who immediately look after this critical COVID patients and all. Whilst my case, hindi naman ganun yung job ko, I was more of like somehow relaxed pa nga eh kung tutuusin sa trabaho. So I can't afford to make reklamo kasi there are some people whose work was even harder than what I do. Anyway, so ganun yung effect sa healthcare nung lockdown. And it affected my work as well. So suddenly, I was put in a position wherein hindi ko siya inaasahan kasi yung post na biglang nangyari ako yung image na naging manager na parang hindi ko siya inaasahan kasi it's one of those jobs that I avoided sa entire profession ko na nursing. Hindi ko siya, in-avoid ko siya. Ayoko mag-manage ng tao kasi it's not easy to manage people. And it's not one of my skills or talent to manage people. And I know how to work on my own with minimum supervisions, ika nga, sinasabi nila. But anyway, that was the journey at work. Now, paano ka ba magsusurvive sa pandemic? Yung RuPaul's Drag Race, pinanood ko yan from season 1 kung ano yung nasa Netflix until the latest. Nagpa-calm down siya sa akin. And then, I discovered YouTube shows regarding beauty pageants. And it's one of those things that I know that I like to watch, that I like to indulge myself. But I've never met a beauty pageant enthusiast. Grabe, ang dami nila. So I started watching and engaging with groups and all that. And I've met a lot of amazing people as well on those groups, and I became friends with them. And na-discover ko rin yung podcasting. Although podcasting has been in, matagal na yung podcast. If I'm not mistaken, podcast started early 2000 pa yung pagpa-podcast. Nakikinig na ako ng podcast. Kaya lang hindi masyadong consistent kasi hindi rin naman din kasi ganun kay dynamic din yung podcasting o yung mga topic during that time. And then, naalala ko, the first podcast that I was listening was Quintuhan, hosted by Pia Wurtzbach and Carla Lozado and Bianca Guidotti. And these are pageant queens. And then they have a podcast. They talk about pageants. They talk about women issues or pageant issues and stuff like that. And YouTube recorded video din siya na pinanonood ko. So, re-repeat ko siya for a podcast. While listening to the podcast, I discovered another podcast which was called Walwal Sesh, the podcast, hosted by Doc Chia Season, Fino, and Renz Argao. And what a refreshing way to start your morning listening to their podcast. And na-discover ko yung podcast nila. They already had like, if I'm not mistaken, they already had like a probably 80 episodes or 87 or close to 100 episodes already. So I have to listen to that while preparing at work, going to work, before going to bed, continuing listening to the podcast. Tapos naingganyo ako na mag-podcast. So April, was it April? I forgot na. April ng 2021, ako nag-start na mag-podcast. So, I created my own passion project and it was fun doing the podcast kasi it balanced my work na very stressful and then there's something social stuff na ginagawa mo na extra para ma-stabilize or ma-normalize yung life mo. Then, if I'm not mistaken, May or June, I discovered Twitter Spaces. And iba naman siya. It was an audio conversation. And with Twitter Spaces, ang dami ko din nakilala. I've met the most amazing people. And I earned a lot of friends that I considered family. And up until now, up until this time that we're talking, I'm still continuously meeting a lot of amazing people na nakakatuwa. Their stories were very inspiring. the topics that we talk are very inspiring as well. You will learn so much from all these people, considering the age gap, because I'm already 50. And so yun yung Twitter Spaces. So I learned a lot, I've met a lot of people, and it's one of those things na again nag-stabilize ng mental health ko and nag-stabilize ng emotions ko, kasi nga the work has been very, very stressful already. And then it's one of those things na parang hindi mo iisipin, no, na during the pandemic meron ka pa ring makikilalang new sets of friends, new people who will inspire you, who will treat you not as just friend but respect you and admire you or something like that. It was a really, really good experience. And ang dami kong nakilala, and one of the people na I've met nga who became a friend is Father Ferdinand Santos. Siya yung priest na nag-viral because of his looks. And one day, nakita ko yung Twitter niya, and then I decided to follow his Twitter account. Meron siyang 11,000 follower during the time, tapos wala siyang, hindi ka pwede mag-direct message sa kanya kasi nagka-close. Pwede ka lang mag-comment. Until, I think the next day, I saw one of his tweet, and may nag-react na dapat ina-open niya yung DM niya and all. So he opened his DM already, so I decided to send him a direct message. I introduced myself as a podcaster, as a nurse in London, and I was inviting him na kung pwede ko siyang i-host ng podcast ng Twitter Space to talk about the Word of God and how this pandemic and the Word of God or faith during this pandemic. Sabi ko suntok sa banto kasi baka hindi naman niya ako pansinin. And lo and behold, 30 minutes within the time that I sent it, he replied, and then he said, let's do this, let's do it. He was very excited, and I was very, very excited. And I was very nervous because of the magnitude of the follower of this guy, and I have no idea what's going to happen. And it was a very, very successful first Twitter event with Father Fadi, joined by another person called Brother Mike. He's really, really lovely as well. And two of my family/friends on Twitter Spaces were co-hosting the event with me. And it was really good. It was, there were 300-something people who were listening on that Twitter Spaces event. And then Father Ferdinand Santos contacted me again. I thought it was just one-off. He contacted me again. He wanted to do another Twitter Space event, then another one, and then we became friends. And up until now, I've been helping him with all his online activities, his Twitter Spaces, his Zoom meetings, his Zoom Facebook Live, and all that. We even created a YouTube channel. We even created a Facebook group and Facebook channel. And I mentored him to his podcast. He now has a podcast which is called Encuentro. It's available on Spotify and Anchor, and you can listen to it. And it's one very, very inspiring podcast of Father Ferdinand Santos. So it's one of those things na alam kong magkoconnect sa amin dalawa until he stopped doing the podcast. So yun yung nangyari sa akin ng 2021, last year. Then December came, we had a second lockdown. Oh no, December 2020, we had a second lockdown, the second wave. And then 2021, I celebrated my 50th birthday on a lockdown. So I didn't do anything at all. Nakakainis. Like, sobrang nakakainis siya. And then, it goes on until December 2020, nagkaroon ng vaccine. The first vaccine was in the UK, given by a Filipina nurse, and that's history. And until now, marami pa rin marami na nabakunahan. There's still a lot of people who have not said yes to the vaccines, and I have no idea. But I had my vaccines. I completed my vaccines, and I had the booster. I had a booster dose already, and I think sometime in September. Okay, no, prior to that, ang exposure ko sa COVID nakakatawa kasi 2021, January 1, my flatmate said to me na positive siya for COVID. So, kailangan ako magstay home for 14 days. So, I quarantined for 14 days. And that was crazy kasi parang feeling ko now the virus is near me. Ilang rooms lang ang pagitan namin. We use the same we use common things here, like the kitchen, the bathroom, the toilet. So, and then you can hear her like coughing, like, oh my god. Kahit may mga pampang wipes na siya and all, nakakapraning pa din. And it wasn't fun isolating just in your room for 14 days. It was awful. I couldn't go out. Friends were giving me food, and yeah, and again, and then na exposed uli ako sa isang friend, and then I have to isolate for another 10 days. That was summer ng that was summer of 2020, yeah, last year summer, mga around July ata yan. Or June, July, na-expose ako. Anyway, by October, if I'm not mistaken, we had a family crisis. My entire household in the Philippines tested positive for COVID. It was crazy. Like, it was crazy. At one point, we thought we were going to lose my mom, our mom. But thank God for the healing. And my mom is well. Everyone is well. And it was really good. And then came Christmas and New Year. They celebrated Christmas and New Year, and mom is okay. She turned 88 this year, December of last year. And as I said to you earlier on, I was on holiday in 2020 in February. And since then, hindi na ako nakapag-holiday. So I decided that I'm going to a short holiday for a long weekend in Paris. And just so timely, biglang nagkaroon na naman ng mga parang surge ng cases, and nagbago na naman tong, kasi nagkaroon ng Omicron and all, nag-change na naman yung policy. Pero ang ginawa ko, nag-abide lang ako dun sa policies, kung ano yung gusto nila, ginawa ko lang, and then I'm out of London, I'm in a new country, I was in Paris, I was meeting one of my friend na nakilala ko dun sa podcast ng Between Us Queens and Queen Tuhan. So nasa Paris ako, and then nag-enjoy talaga ako, even if there's a bit of a problem there, but which I'm not going to share. But so sabi ko, sige, gagawin ko pa uli yung holiday. In fact, I was very reluctant already to go, kasi nga, Omicron is already in the news. So I said to myself, you know what, I'm going to do it now, before things get crazy. And that was a good call on my part, kasi by December, nagbago na talaga siya. Mga second week before Christmas, ay grabe na yung kaso ng Omicron. And I was lucky that I managed to do that. Christmas came. I had a Christmas Eve dinner with a couple of friends. Christmas Day, it ruined my, well, my migraine ruined my Christmas Day. Kasi hindi ako nakabangon. Tapos, and then I missed a Christmas lunch with a couple of my friends. By evening, I was preparing already kasi I'll be going to work the next day. I was supposed to do a lot of shifts during the bank holiday kasi nga konti lang yung staff na no, most of the staff are on annual leave and there's only a few patients anyway, but I just have to be there. The 26th, I had the full-on clinic and by 4 o'clock I started to feel weird, like really weird feeling. Like I feel like I'm feeling cold and my body was starting to feel a bit tired and you feel like there's a back pain that you can't explain. I finished the shift, I went home, I was at the bus. I was literally like falling while sitting. Parang nanghihina na hindi mo maintindihan, which I couldn't explain. And while I was walking, medyo mabigat na yung bag ko kasi my laptop with me. Pero parang lalo siyang bumibigat na bumibigat and I was almost running kasi I just wanted to go home and lie down kasi masakit na talaga yung likod ko. And then suddenly runny nose happened, then a trickle in my throat, I was feeling feverish, and then I started to cough, pero hindi pa productive yung cough. So, meron akong antigen test dito, which is well known as lateral flow test in the UK. Back home in the Philippines, you call it the antigen test. So, I had a home kit from the hospital, and test ako, it was positive. Pero faint lang yung second line dun sa letter T. So ayoko pa rin maniwala. And then I decided that I'm going to repeat the test for after an hour. After an hour, I did the test. Inaantay ko pa lang yung linya. Pagtingin ko dun sa old, yung sa first, first test, nakita ko prominent na bigla yung red, dalawa na sila. And then suddenly, hindi ako nagantay na matagal. Naging prominent na to red na siya. So I was positive already. I started to cry. Denial pa ako kasi I had another third test just to confirm and the same test was revealed. I was positive for COVID. I was so devastated. I was so disheartened because all these years I've looked after myself. I was exposed so near with my flatmate and all. Wala pa ngang vaccines noon. Pero, I didn't get COVID at all. Tapos, ngayon pa ako nagka-COVID. It was awful. It gets into your head immediately. I became so afraid. Because I don't exactly know what to expect. And it was one of my doctor friend who I had a chat with. Who kind of calmed me down kasi sabi niya, the good news is you had your booster dose. So, alam mo naman, pag kami vaccines, hindi na masyadong nagkakaroon ng symptoms yung mga tao. Because nagkaroon na nga ng first variant, di ba, yung Delta, which is even more dangerous, sabi nila. But the Omicron wasn't. I only had mild symptoms. In fact, 3 days, I had my symptoms, and then the fourth day, I was already okay. And then I was already, I think it was the fourth or the fifth, I'm not mistaken. I can't remember now. I was already doing my exercise with my trainer. And kasi sabi niya, if you're not going to continue with the exercises, it could lead you to a sedentary episodes. May hirapan ka and all. And then the following day, it was a full routine already. I was feeling good, but I'm still testing positive for COVID. And then on the, I don't understand, I think it was on the seventh day, I developed this temperature that I just couldn't understand. Hindi ko siya maintindihan. I had a temperature of 40. And then I just took some medicines. And then pinagpawisan ako ng pinagpawisan. I have to change my shirt like 3 times if I wasn't not mistaken. And then the following day, pagising ko, para akong ibang tao. Parang nothing happened to me. Until I got a negative test on the 3rd and on the 4th. And then I went back to work on the 5th. And then I went back to work today, the 6th. I went back to work the 6th. And then today, the 7th, I went back to work. And I finished my isolation on the 5th of this of January. So I'm feeling much, much better now. One of the other things that I did, which was very, very important, I had a journey, I had a fitness journey that started 4 months ago, almost 5 months now that I've been doing it. And it's one of the best things that I've done in my life. I've always wanted to be fit and healthy. Kaya lang wala akong time. A lot of nurses, a lot of healthcare workers will understand na nakakapagod mag-work sa hospital. And sometimes, we don't have lunch, we don't have dinner. Because of pagod, because of busy. Minsan nakaka-skip ka na ng lunch. Your break is only sometimes half an hour, in some hospital 45 minutes. But still, parang ang bilis mo lang kakain kasi alam mong busy ka. You have to go back immediately and all. So, I met Coach Pao of DGY Academy by accident. And he introduced me to his... he's also a podcaster. He actually guested on my podcast. And that's when I discovered his company. And I did a free consultation. And he explains all the journey of what to expect and all. So I decided, yeah, let's do this. So I did it. And because of the time difference, I train at 5 o'clock in the morning at UK time. And that's four times a day. No, not four times a day. Sorry. That's four times a week. And there were a lot of frustrations. There was a lot of frustrations. Actually, it was a very slow start because I was very stiff. I was stiff like a rock, and even my coach thought that I'm only going to finish the first month and I'm not going to come back anymore, because I swear to God, there was a lot of frustrations. There was a lot of conversations to myself. There's a lot of F words or what have you. But then again, I changed my perspective. I decided to celebrate my small wins. I started to appreciate the pain. And moving on, 4 months on, it became part of my lifestyle already. And it helped me actually to strengthen my core. I'm hypertensive as well. I have a blood pressure problem. And my cardiac output is very good because of the exercises. And I will continue doing this. I cannot live anymore without doing all these exercises. I'm not particularly looking for a big result of six packs or a lean body or whatsoever, because the diet sucks still. But the fact that I'm moving, the fact that I'm progressing, that's the most important thing. And I'm doing it not to gain, you know, six packs or whatever. Bonus na lang yun pag nangyari. All I wanted is to feel healthy, to feel strong, and to feel it helps with my mental health as well. Exercises helps with a lot of things, not just your physical, emotional, and psychological aspects of your life. It was beautiful, it was good. And my coach Joseph was an angel. He is a brilliant man and he's a brilliant coach. And the way he motivates me is I have no idea how he does it. He does it brilliantly. I mean, who wanted to motivate a 50-year-old person in me, whose personality is even bigger than other people? So I don't know how he does it, but he does it brilliantly. So it's one of those things. And actually, a couple of days ago. So we did train again. I'm now doing the full push-up. And I was hitting on a certain number already, but for whatever reasons, I couldn't do it. I was tired. I was struggling on... I couldn't finish 8. I was struggling on the 5th. I couldn't push on the 6th. It was a struggle. And then he shared me a story of Coach Pao, who owns the DJY Academy. He had very bad COVID, apparently. And when he recovered, he couldn't even do 10 reps of push-ups because it affected your lungs, your strength, and all that. And even if I had a mild symptoms of Omicron, it affected my strength as well. And that was very visible during the time. I've never gasped for air during that time. But I was lucky that I was doing the exercises because, again, it is helping me to recover well with COVID. And I know this time around, there were millions of people who already had the vaccines. Nowadays, there's a lot of people who've been infected with Omicron variant of COVID. Ang bilis niyang kumalat, pero kung vaccinated ka, mild lang yung symptoms mo. It affects the upper respiratory part of your body. Kaya hindi siya napupunta mismo sa lungs. So, meron ka lang fever, yung normal fatigue, headache, yung sa throat, may mga tao pa rin na nagkakaroon ng throat, not really infection, but soreness of the throat. And yung runny nose, cough, and the normal, you know, symptoms of... And I'm still pretty bunged up, and this is because of Omicron, the COVID. There's still some people who present the normal symptoms of COVID, the loss of smell and the loss of taste. I was lucky that I didn't have that because apparently that was the most difficult part. It was a different mental issues of not smelling anything or not tasting anything at all. But in my case, the one that was difficult was the back pain. It was awful, like awful, awful experience. That COVID, the back pain was really awful. It's as if for 3 nights or for 3 days, I was carrying a 20 kilos of what on my back. It was difficult to position, to lie down, what have you. It was really difficult. Hindi ako masyadong nagkaroon ng productive cough. Hindi ako masyadong nagkaroon ng sipon. And on calls, I was just bunged up. I continued to take my because it's virus, so you only treat your symptoms. I was taking around the clock Lemsip Max, which is a powder form. So I mix ko siya sa hot water. So at least nahahydrate ako. At the same time, I'm taking my meds. It contains paracetamol, phenylephrine, and paracetamol, phenylephrine, hydrochloride, and good for fever, headaches, body aches, blocked nose, and sore throat. So, typical medicines for flu. And so that's my medicine. And I keep taking that round the clock, and it helps me a lot. And I was drinking a lot of water as well, a lot of tea. And I was very thankful that I have a lot of friends who helped me along the way, who has been giving me food. And I was so blessed. I was so blessed that I have those people in me who helped me to recover properly of COVID. And I'm very thankful. And I'm very thankful to God for giving me healing. And I'm very thankful to those people who prayed for me, who prayed for my healing as well. So thank you, everyone, who sent me food, sent me well wishes, and the prayers. Maraming pong salamat. I know a lot of people are infected of COVID, and it's very alarming. But up until now, we don't know what's going on. When the biggest question for all of us is, when is this going to end? Hanggang saan tayo dito? What's going to happen next? I have no idea. None of us can guess. None of us can really guess. I I think the only thing that we need to continue is to continue observing social distancing, washing our hands, wearing our masks, but more importantly, have the vaccines. Not just one dose. Make sure you completed the vaccines. There are two doses. Most of the vaccines available in the market or available in the country are two doses of vaccines. Make sure you have that. I think it's only Johnson & Johnson who is one dose. But just make sure you have the booster dose as well. And at the same time, be responsible. Be really, really, really responsible. And there are so many learnings lately. Being responsible for yourself. A lot of people are not taking this so seriously anymore because, I mean, they're not trying to give a message that let's be positive of COVID and all or whatsoever. And I think what especially on Twitter Spaces, we talked about it, we laughed about it, because what do you want us to do? To cry that I have COVID and all. We just have to be thankful that our symptoms are mild. And but to be honest, it still gets into your head. I remember even if I had mild symptoms and after a couple of days I didn't have much symptoms anymore, it still gets into your head because you don't know whether after an hour or so you will get you'll get another temperature or what, or after another day or two. So those kind of things, it really, really gets into your head. Well, all you need to do is just, you know, make yourself busy. And then I was lucky that I had the podcast, I had Twitter Spaces, Netflix was a saving grace as well. And your family and your friends will always be your saving grace, because these are the people who will help you to recover and to help you with this pandemic. And we are all lucky that we have a lot of things in our disposal, like the internet, social media and all. Can you imagine this pandemic happens, the time that there's no social media and all? How on earth are we going to survive? I have no idea, but we are lucky that we are on this computer age now, and we learn to be more responsible. Pero hindi pa din, ang dami pa rin mga taong who's using internet irresponsibly. But anyway, going back to the pandemic, guys, I hope you are going to please continue supporting each other. Keep saying hi and hello to your friends and to your family, especially those people you have not heard of. Say hi to them. It will certainly put a smile on their face. And likewise, when you know a surprise hello or how are you from a friend that you haven't heard or from a relative that you haven't heard, I'm sure it's the same thing. It will perk you in a lot of ways. So please get in touch with all your family and friends all the time. Be present, be consistent, and be there all the time. And one of the greatest lessons that I've always, or one of the things that I keep on reminding myself is always, always, always be kind and always, always plant good seeds with people you meet, with your relationship, because you'll never know when is the time that you're going to harvest that. And I managed to harvest that with the people that I met along the way, who helped me recovered with COVID. Well, that's but the journey of my COVID-19. And I hope you learn one or two on that story. As the coronavirus pandemic rapidly sweeps across the world, it is inducing a considerable degree of fear, worry and concern in the population at large, and among certain groups in particular, such as the older adults, care providers, and people with underlying health conditions or comorbidities. To all my friends and to those who are sick and tested positive for COVID, my promised prayer goes to you all and to your family. This pandemic is not over yet, but let's all remain hopeful and always believe that this too shall pass. Well, another episode has ended. I hope you're going to share this episode to your family and friends. My podcast streams on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and powered by Anchor FM. And yeah, this is Tony reminding each and every one of you that we are all beautiful, like every colors of the rainbow. God bless everybody. Mwah. Bye.